Proclamation number 3213 of 4th of August, 1944. Self-overcoming. Strength and will. Christ's act of salvation. A way of life according to the will of God requires great overcoming of oneself, thus a strong will. However, man cannot muster the strength of will on his own, since the will is often weakened to the point of complete lack of will due to the original sin through the former apostasy from God. Here the sentence is changed in the manuscript as follows: sin of the former apostasy. Nevertheless, man can acquire the strength of will through heartfelt prayer to Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer. This is the simplest yet surest means to defy all dangers, to be able to resist and to overcome oneself. And the weakest will become strong, for this is what Jesus Christ died for on the cross. With his death he bought people a strengthened will, and everyone may request this strengthened will who believes in him and his act of salvation. The former sin bore man's weakened will. Jesus Christ took upon himself the sins of the world and thus also the consequence of sin. The weak will. He redeemed the guilt of those who acknowledge his sacrifice, and thus he restores to them the strengthened will by virtue of which they can now lead a way of life according to God's will. It is a grace which he acquired for people on the cross which people are unable to grasp, for what lies helpless and weak on the ground can rise up and now work on itself full of strength and power. His will is strong, and a strong will is able to do anything. However, free will remains untouched, for the grace of the act of salvation is only granted to it if it expresses its will to assent through heartfelt prayer to Jesus Christ. Weakness of will need not prevent him from striving towards God, it is just that the human being cannot muster the perseverance to do so. And therefore he should appeal for a strong will for the sake of Jesus Christ, and his appeal will be heard as soon as he acknowledges Jesus Christ. And then he will be able to wage the battle against the world, which is expressed in the overcoming of himself. He is to renounce everything that belongs to the world, what his body desires. He has to sacrifice, i.e., give to his neighbor, what makes him happy. He is to put himself aside and do kindness to his fellow human beings, and all this requires overcoming. It requires a strong will which puts all good intentions into action. But this strong will can be requested at any time, and this prayer will never go unanswered. Amen.